Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The huge ruling out of the Alabama Supreme Court now has found its way into a filing at the Florida Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, there was an amazing decision, 7-2, at the Alabama Supreme Court that ruled an unborn baby, regardless of the state of viability, is a person entitled to the same right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as any human being existing outside the womb. And the location of that child, whether in the womb or by IVF, in vitro fertilization, does not matter. That person is a child and is entitled to the rights under the law. So in that particular case in Alabama, the 7-2 decision, the Alabama Supreme Court's decision is not only good on the merits and right on the law, but also it allows the three couples to bring a wrongful death action against the IVF clinic that allowed a client to wander back into the area and open up a cryogenic freezer and destroy these frozen embryo of the of these couples.
And this decision from the Alabama Supreme Court can now have a positive impact on the case before the Florida Supreme Court. You know, we argued recently in February to try to get the proposed deceptive ballot initiative dropped.
Yeah, the Planned Parenthood and ACLU and other abortion advocates, they gathered a lot of signatures, 800,000+ signatures, to try to get on the state ballot in November, a very deceptive constitutional amendment to the state constitution.
Which that would codify abortion in the state constitution.
My gosh,
be
not only codify it, it would...
Unlimited abortion. Yeah.
And every law that currently exists in Florida, except for possibly parental notification, and I'm talking about notification, which is nothing. Every other law, parental consent, health and safety laws, licensing laws, waiting periods, informed consent, all these different kinds of things, they'd all be wiped out. Mm-hmm. They would all be gone. There would be abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy at any time for any reason up till birth.
And the ability of all those who are licensed as healthcare workers, which includes tattoo artists, 911 operators, et cetera, to be able to refer women for abortion.
Yeah, they would be able to.
It's nuts.
They'd be able to say whether or not the child is viable with no medical training, a tattoo artist, a 911 operator.
A foot specialist, a massage therapist.
A person who works with orthotic fitting of your shoes and that person's assistant. So if you're an assistant to somebody who's actually in orthotics to put things in your shoes, you are considered a healthcare practitioner.
All of a sudden they're a specialist of the sanctity of human life and
viability.
They can
determine whether or not abortion is necessary and whether a child is viable, and so forth and so on. So basically, it gives abortion on demand through all 9 months. No regulation, no laws at all, up through viability. And after viability, any law that would be existing, that would be like late trimester, second, third trimester, any law that would be passed in those late-term abortions can be overridden by a tattoo artist.
But you look at the Florida Constitution that clearly states all natural persons have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life. That includes the unborn.
And that's exactly what the Florida Supreme Court Chief Justice Carlos Muñez was getting to when he asked the question about whether the ballot initiative, which is what the voter will read when they go into the ballot box to vote, whether the ballot initiative actually gives notice to the voter that this ballot initiative would actually conflict with existing rights in the Constitution of Florida. And so those existing rights he was pointing to was Article 1, Section 2, what you just read about natural persons. does natural persons include the unborn child? That's really where he was going. And if it does, then the voters need to be aware of the fact that voting for this amendment would actually result in changing existing rights of the unborn child.
And it was a great question on his behalf because it is very deceptive and does not educate the voters about what this is really about.
Exactly. So what we did was we filed, after the oral argument on February the 7th, we filed a supplemental authority with the Florida Supreme Court regarding the state laws in Florida that recognize the rights of the unborn child. And of course, you have Article 1, Section 2, where it says all natural persons have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life. Article 1, Section 9 on due process says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So the question is, in those two constitutional provisions where it says person, does that include an unborn? Well, when we look at Florida state law, in criminal law, the unborn child is considered a person, and killing or injuring that child in the womb is a criminal offense.
Of course. I mean, whether it's the Florida Constitution or the U.S. Constitution, they were created to protect life, not to protect abortion.
And so when you have vehicular homicide, if you damage or kill a child in the womb by virtue of driving a car, you can be charged with vehicular homicide, not only to the mother mm-hmm. if you kill or injure her, but also, for example, vehicular homicide, you kill the mother, you kill the child.
It's two people. Two different separate
DNA. So you'd
be
charged with two counts if you killed both.
Right.
If you killed the child in the womb, but the mother survived, you still have...
It's one person.
One person where you did vehicular homicide against. And then if you have a will or some kind of estate that you're leaving, and there's a baby in the womb, so you're leaving it to your children or grandchildren, for example, and you have born children and born grandchildren, so they're recipients of the will, but now there's a child or a grandchild that's in the womb. Well, they have the same rights as those children right. or grandchildren that are born to the disposition of that property. And so right. you appoint a guardian for that unborn child, and that guardian appears in court to advocate on behalf of that unborn child's property rights.
Right. It's like this nonsense argument that the pro-abortionists try to use. Well, it's about protecting women's rights. Well, no, it's not, because once you have conceived a child, that's two people there. You have to protect the child's rights, and the child doesn't have a voice in the matter.
Exactly. So in each one of those areas of law, and there's others, there's guardianship laws, there's torts where you have a civil injury, civil offense, you've got criminal, you've got all these different areas. They all use the word unborn child, or they use the word unborn person.
Right.
An unborn child or an unborn person. So it's very clear in those laws, multiple times passed by the legislature over many, many decades, that Florida, like other states, by the way, because Florida is not different than other states. Alabama is similar. That's why Alabama Supreme Court went the way it did in addition to its state constitution. But it also has the same kind of state laws passed by the legislature. What you see is the recognition of the unborn child as a person under the various areas of law.
And you know, God has given us a great gift in 2022 to overturn the horrific abortion decision of Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. That was a great gift to us, Matt. And now on our watch, we have to do the same with every state, and starting with Florida.
Exactly. So in this particular case, continue to pray for this case, because the argument was on February 7, and the Florida Supreme Court will make a decision very soon. And that decision, we are arguing the Florida Supreme Court should not allow this deceptive amendment to go on the ballot for several reasons. One, it's obviously deceptive. It does not give the voter proper information about what they're voting for. And not only does it not tell the voter how broad it is, but it doesn't tell the voter that it will impact existing rights of the law respecting the rights of unborn child. And that's what the Chief Justice was concerned about. So I'm praying that not only mm-hmm. will the court say that it is deceptive and therefore violates the Florida voter initiative, because you can't have a voter initiative that's deceptive And this one is.
And misleading. The language is very misleading.
But I also pray that the court will say it's also deceptive for the fact that it doesn't apprise the voter of the fact that the unborn child is recognized as a person in Florida
right.
law.
Amen.
That will be a huge victory. So continue to pray for this case, because if it gets on the ballot, they're going to use millions and millions of dollars for their propaganda campaign to push their lies and unfettered abortion in the state of Florida. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org/FL Amendment. FL Amendment.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.